Now, first of all, the word Vajra itself. What does it mean? The word Vajra has a double meaning in Sanskrit. It means, in the first place, a thunderbolt. And not just any kind of thunderbolt. It means, in particular, the thunderbolt of Indra, who, according to Indian mythology, is the king of the gods. Now, Indra, or Sakra, as he's also sometimes called, is a very ancient Indian divinity. And if we turn to the Rig Veda, which goes back perhaps to about 800 to 1000 BC, is one of the main texts of Orthodox Hinduism, if we go back to the Rig Veda, we shall find in the Rig Veda quite a number of hymns to the god Indra, or Sakra. So that in the Vedas, in Vedic mythology generally, he is quite an important figure. And we can understand from these hymns in which he is described and praised, we can understand that Indra is a god of the storm. And especially, he's the god of the dark storm clouds that bring the rain, particularly the seasonal rains on which the very existence of agricultural India depends. Sometimes in Indian poetry, the storm clouds that come up when the rains are about to begin are referred to as Indra's cows. And in art, Indra is depicted as a very robust and powerful figure riding on an enormous elephant and brandishing in his right hand the thunderbolt of Vajra. And of this thunderbolt, of this Vajra, Indian mythology says that it is the most powerful thing in existence. Nothing can stand against it. No weapon, no armor, nothing at all. It's absolutely irresistible. And with this irresistible weapon, the Vajra, the thunderbolt, Indra annihilates his enemies. Annihilates, according to the Rig Veda, the demons of drought and thirst. So Vajra means, in the first place, thunderbolt, especially Indra's thunderbolt. And in the second place, Vajra means diamond. The diamond is the hardest of all precious stones. It cuts everything, but nothing can cut it. The diamond also is absolutely pure, absolutely incorruptible. It does not rust like iron. It cannot be soiled, cannot be stained by anything. It remains pure, remains untouched, remains undefiled, even under millions of layers of dust and dirt. So we can now begin to have a general idea of what the Vajra represents. The Vajra is something that combines the qualities, the attributes of the thunderbolt and the diamond. The Vajra is something infinitely powerful, something that is capable of overcoming all obstacles, something that smashes through all obstacles, something immutable, something irresistible, something indestructible, and also something that is absolutely pure, that remains the same, remains pure under all conditions and in all circumstances. And in addition to this, it's something supremely brilliant and glorious and wonderful. So Vajra is both diamond and thunderbolt. If you like, it's the diamond thunderbolt, or the thunderbolt diamond. But in Buddhist art, in Buddhist iconography, whether three-dimensional or two-dimensional, the Vajra is always represented, even though it conveys the ideas of both thunderbolt and diamond, represented as a kind of stylized thunderbolt. It's not represented as a diamond, not represented as a jewel. And it's in this form, the form of a stylized thunderbolt, that we find the Vajra in the Tantra, especially find it in Tantric ritual. in this context, the context of tantric ritual, the vajra is the ritual implement that the lama, the guru or teacher, usually holds in his right hand. And because the vajra, the ritual vajra, or the ritual implement, the vajra, is held in the right hand, and because it represents, among other things, spiritual power, spiritual sovereignty, even spiritual authority, it's sometimes referred to as the diamond scepter. And it's with the symbolism of this ritual implement, the vajra, this stylized sacred thunderbolt, or diamond scepter of the lamas, that we are now concerned with.